Hi.
Welcome back for another episode of Bar Talk.
Hello.
It's your host Abigail and your co-host Tracy.
Mm-mm.
And we are here. We missed last week. We're back. This episode is basically going to be worse than us just not recording.
Yeah, we didn't miss last week, actually. We were on a podcast on Here to Party Sports, and I am going to put it up. I asked Alex today. So by the time that you see this, you will also see that podcast on our page as well. So you should go check it out. We did a Red Flags, Green Flags podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we actually did podcast last week, and it was a lot of fun. I had fun.
That was good.
It was chaotic. You didn't re-listen to it?
Not really.
Oh, yeah, I did. It was definitely chaotic as fuck.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just normal.
Yeah.
I also put, like, on my Instagram story, I put, doing your red flags, green flags, like, podcast. Tell me your red flags and green flags, meaning, like, good and bad things.
Only red.
No one had a good thing to say about anybody. And I was like, I promise you people are not this bad. Like, give me some green flags. And out of like the 27 responses that I got on red flags, I got maybe 2 green flags. It's like, fuck, dude. Everybody hates people out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatevs. We're back.
What are we talking about?
We're in our new place. We're back in the old spot.
Why don't we turn the light on?
Because it looks fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks fine. We're back in the old spot. If any of the OGs are around here, you would know. This is where we started.
We're back at my mom's house.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks.
It's an avocado. Yeah. Thanks.
Tracy's fucking homeless, and yeah, we needed her home to record.
So the podcast studio.
So the podcast is also around. We're also, the podcast is homeless.
Yeah, the podcast is homeless. We're taking this shit on the run.
We
baby.
Could film it at my place. We'd have to have like little beanbag chairs,
dude. Have like our shoe. I feel like if we filmed it in your place, we'd have our shoes off, crisscross applesauce on the ground, like little table vibes. Yeah,
I mean, we could do that. I love a little Japanese table.
Have some, like, you know, what's it called? Some incense going in the center.
Oh, yeah,
center of the chat.
Did you use any of my incense?
No. I did get you a candle, though. Did you see it?
I know, I did. It was so cute. I came back and it was really cute. It was really cute. I walked in and I was like, what?
I stayed at Abigail's place, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's been temporarily unhoused at my place. She's been hanging out in my box of a home.
In her one-bedroom apartment. Very grateful. Very grateful.
While I've been gone. And I'd let her stay, but we would literally be sleeping, spooning each other.
Which is never a bad thing sometimes, but all the time Abigail would fucking kill me.
I would kill her.
And I'm a cuddler, so I like cuddles.
Oh, hell no. I sweat when I sleep.
I'm a hot sleeper, but I love cuddles.
Yeah, see, like, we would kill each other.
I'm a good cuddler.
I don't even sleep. It's so funny. Like, I looked at you. She made the bed when I came back, and it's very obvious, like, you actually use the blanket like a normal person when you sleep. I don't use the blanket, so I'm like watching you the way you fold it. I just use the weighted blanket. I sleep on top of my blanket, and I literally, like a dead person, like roll out the weighted blanket and go to sleep, and then the morning I roll it back. Yes. Like my coffin.
Dude, like, when I tell you, I know why, like, Abigail comes to the gym every fucking morning like an absolute bitch, because this girl sleeps on the floor. Like, first of all,
oh no, dude, I love my bed.
Dude,
it's
her
so
bed
soft.
Is so soft. It is so
but
comfortable.
It is like on the floor.
But could it be like another 2 feet off the ground? Absolutely. You know what you have to do when you get out of Abigail's bed is everything cracks. You're from your toes to your ears, everything fucking cracks. You get out of bed and you are literally on the ground. It's on 2 pallets on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm like,
have you never had seen a floating bed? It's real. That's real.
Girl, the bed's not floating. It's on the ground. It's not floating anywhere. It is 2 inches off the her
yes,
floating,
floating
bed is 2 inches off the ground.
It's okay. First of all, it's like 4.
In no way.
I can measure it.
No fucking way. It's
also,
the
they
ground.
Have lights underneath. You didn't. There's a remote. You can make it light up underneath.
There was no.
It's
I was.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was more interested on how the fuck I was going to get up in the morning, because I got up in the morning and I was like, oh, I am so old. I like.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you probably do feel fucking old.
I felt
getting out of that bed.
So old. Like, you know, you turn your bed sometimes, like turn over in your bed and you like put your knees on the floor and you're like, ah, oh, today's a new day. Mm-hmm. You put your literal, like, ass on the floor, and when you get up out of Abigail's bed, it's mm-hmm. like you're from here And then you're here and you're like, I can't go anywhere else. Yeah. Like, there's no way.
The key is to, this is legitimately my morning routine. All right. I hear my alarm and I wake up and I go, fuck. And I go back to sleep because the birds, I have a bird alarm, like where it sounds like birds chirping, and I go back to sleep. I ignore it. Mm-hmm. I just let the birds chirp. And then I have a real alarm go off 5 minutes later. And then I'm like, fuck again. And I legitimately roll like a burrito. And I basically fall out of my bed and get up. And I'm like, fuck. And I go and I struggle because my eyes are barely open. And I struggle to turn on the lights. And I turn my coffee button on and I turn the alarm off. And I go back and lay in bed until I hear my coffee, my boiling water is ready.
Dude,
my morning routine.
You ever see like one of those old people chairs where it's like a recliner and you push the button and the recliner actually stands up? Mm-hmm. So that way the person, like the fat people that are sitting in the chair, can actually just walk off the chair instead of like get up. That's what I felt like I needed for your bed. Like I felt like I needed the hospital sit up because I was laying there. I was like, there ain't no fucking way I'm getting out of this bed right now.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
My bed is also one of those where it actually is, for being low to the ground, it's really fucking comfortable. Like that mattress that I have, I don't know what it is. It's like, they don't make it anymore. It's some memory foam fucking Tempur-Pedic bullshit. It's so comfortable like literally just being that.
Yeah.
Because I don't even have a thing underneath it. I don't have a springboard. Yeah. That's what would make the bed higher, by the way.
Yeah.
So I just have the mattress. But it's fucking comfortable. It's fucking comfortable. Yeah. Well, I was going to put it on the ground, though. I was like, this is way too college.
Way too college.
So I was like, let me get a floating frame. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Very grateful for the shoebox.
Yeah.
But also could use six more inches.
It's honestly so, like, you're literally just like sinking in it and you don't want to get up. And then you have to get up and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of here.
I know.
I'm stuck.
But I also left you some sticky. Did you see all my sticky notes?
Yeah. So she left me a bunch of sticky notes. She walked in. She had like fucking these sour strips. Little devil bitch giving me sour strips.
Love sour strips. Shout to Max.
Shit. Anyway, so sour strips on my bed and like these sticky notes randomly put all over the house, which by the way, I was like, she's on drugs because I didn't even understand half of what they meant. I literally, like, you were just like, one of them was on the door and it was like, do you ever want to fucking punch somebody in the face? Have a good day. And I was like, what? And then there was one on the mirror and it was just like, send nudes. I was like, all right. And then there was one in the shower, which I was confused.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with the shower. It was just like, we're single. And I'm like, what? Like, it literally was just like, do you ever feel alone? And I'm like, what is this supposed to be encouraging? Or like, what is this?
What did I put?
And then
I was like, who's going to get, I said, are we going to get some vitamin D by the end of 2025? Yes, no, probably not. Maybe we're lesbians, the clit's better. Yeah. And then something
else. I was like, this makes like, no sense.
Bond.
Yeah. It made no sense. And there was one by the sink and it was just basically like her being like, I'm divorced, I hate my life, thanks for saving me or something. And I'm like, what is this?
Because I actually wrote like a really nice sticky note and I was like, welcome home. And then I was like, actually,
that was the only good one. There was one.
I was like, actually, fuck it. Let's just write a bunch of random sticky notes.
Yeah, there was like one on the fridge, I think, that was just like, love you, bitch. And then there was one, right, that was like, welcome home, babe. Like, love you. And I'm like, these are great. These are so cute, normal. And then as I continue to carry on around the house, they just decompose into these very strange, cryptic, depressive messages. One of them was messages.
Like, I hope you look at yourself in this mirror naked today and realize that you have big tits or nice big tits. And I was like, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and then I'm sitting there and I'm just like, is my best friend in love with me? Or what's going on? Is this...
Oh my God, it was actually so funny. I was cracking myself up.
Yeah,
the one by the door was like... You're right. It said something like, you ever just like see somebody and want to punch them in the mouth or like,
she was like, hate them. Take that into your day.
Take that into your day and punch them right in the mouth.
Just like, what's going on? And then there was like, all of her stuff was still there. I'm just like, how is she alive living not at my plate? Like her water bottles on my nightstand, half empty, her chargers at my place, all of her laundry still in my dryer. I'm kind of like, is she coming back? Or is she? is she coming back or what? What's going on? I'm just like, literally all of her food is still in the fridge. I'm just like, do I have to eat this? Like,
I know I left. I purposely left the, she bought me a box of Girl Scout cookies.
No, hold on. Let me tell this. This is the best thing, because I didn't even tell her this. I walk in my place and I'm going and I'm like, oh, I forgot I have my tag-alongs. And I go to grab one and there's like three left. And then I gave her a box of Thin Mints and I'm like, oh, I wonder if she worked her way through those. Full. She ain't fucking.
I just realized that I liked tag-alongs better than Thin Mints.
So much better.
I like, whenever I'm at Publix, which I did do today, I always go and get the York peppermint patties because they're two for four. Yeah, for $4 or something. And I'm like, I just need like a little something. So like the York pepper patties are the best. And she bought me a whole box of the Thin Mints, which I appreciate because I love them. But then I have one of those tag-alongs.
They're like Nutter Butters.
Oh, I forgot that they're cracked.
So good.
And so I kept picking on them the whole time. Yeah. So I specifically left knowing that I was coming to her mom's. And I was like, I should probably leave her my box of Girl Scout cookies because I ate her box of Girl Scout cookies.
I don't even like
mine.
No, I don't even like.
Out of a good gesture.
I didn't even like them. And I didn't, it was literally like, I don't give a fuck. Cause one, I don't need to be eating all that shit. And two, there's like two boxes. Like there's so much. And there's like two boxes of Samoas in my freezer. Like I basically bought 25 fucking boxes of Girl Scout cookies for my client and gave them away. So I have plenty of cookies, but it just cracked me up because I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, she liked the tag-alongs. Okay, word. Like I wonder, she must have worked her way through the fucking Thin Mints. The box of Thin Mints has been untouched, bro. Fuck the Thin Mints. It's untouched. The tag-alongs. I literally thought to myself as I pulled one out, I was like, yeah, these are way better.
Way better.
I was like, she knows.
They're so good.
The tag-alongs are so good.
I have not had like Girl Scout cookies though like that in a good minute.
Oh, they're so good.
What were the ones
good.
That you got? The s'mores ones. They weren't bad.
The s'mores ones are good. And honestly, I love the Samoas.
Those are the coconut ones?
They have their caramel coconut chocolate.
Right. Yeah. The little circles with the hole in the middle. They look like the Debbie calendar.
Yeah,
calendars.
And you don't think they're good. I don't
Not
know.
Debbie Calendar. Who the fuck is that?
I ignored what you said.
Who's the little elf dude on the...
I have no idea.
Fuck.
Dobby?
No.
From Harry Potter?
No. The little cookies, they're like circles. They got the hole in the middle. They're vanilla. And then they have the chocolate swirls, the fudge stripes. Fudge stripes. I gotta look it up. Hold on. I'm about to have a stroke. You know what I'm talking about.
Nope. I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Nope, I don't.
They taste like these. Hold on, I found it. Fudge stripes.
Okay. That was an annoying.
This guy.
I've never seen that in my life.
Oh. Keebler.
Oh, okay. I've seen those. What are they called?
Kebler.
All right. I've seen those.
Yeah, they're good.
But the Samoas are way better. You think that they're going to taste like that, and you're kind of like, why did I buy these? And then you eat one, you're like, oh, this is why I bought these. These are fucking good. You should try them. I put them in the freezer.
They'd be good with some ice cream.
Ooh.
We should do that. Yeah, we should do
I'll
that.
I'll bring the box. Yeah. I'll bring the box. Okay. All right.
Big tray, poor pie.
We'll bring also the tag-alongs. We can mix the Samoas and the tag-alongs and crumble them and put them on.
Oh.
On like some halo.
What if you made like some banana bread and put them on the top?
Would that be good?
Fuck yeah. I mean, yeah, totally. You make chocolate chip banana bread. You can like cut them up and put it like on top of it. Or put some coconut in the banana bread and then put
Should
some
put
Samoas
it
in
Do
it?
I put them in there? Can I try to bake it inside? I could. I'll fuck it up.
Maybe.
We'll do it. Even if it fucks
Did you
up
use those
low.
Bananas I left you?
No, dude. I had to leave.
Oh, yeah. True. She literally came back for 2 days and then left. I haven't seen Abigail in like a couple weeks.
I know. That's why this episode is so chaos right now.
Yeah.
Because we're basically just catching up.
Yeah. Basically. We only actually have like about 10 minutes left until she's got to go. So we got to hurry up. Abigail's been gone.
I've been gone.
So that's what we were going to talk about. She went to the Sheepdog Response course in Austin.
Yeah. And then I was in
how was
Tampa.
Austin?
I love Austin. I could actually.
We talked
like,
about Tampa because we talked about that last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
We didn't record last week.
Yes, we did. We talked about Tampa when you were out there with the boys and we talked about how we're at Valentine's Day. Yes, we do.
Oh, on the other episode that you're going to upload.
Yeah.
All right. Tune in.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. But yeah, Tampa was great. I worked with the Combine guys. Actually, Combine's this week.
Oh, shit.
Combine's this week, so I'm really excited. I'm going to be watching all of them. I'm super pumped for them.
How was Austin, though?
I could live there.
Really?
I could literally see myself living there.
After like a weekend? Isn't it a little landlocked?
It was weird. I went there, and it was, like, such a good energy. Like, it was just so cool. It was, the weather was beautiful and the people were freaking nice. And it was the food. Bitch, you can't have bad food and survive in Austin. So everywhere you go, the food's amazing. That place that I posted the bowl that you liked, the Corriente place.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to recreate that bowl. I'll make it for you this weekend if you want, because I'm going to try to recreate it this weekend. Literally the best bowl of anything. It was sweet potato noodles with fucking cabbage and some red peppers and spinach.
Sweet potato noodles?
Oh, bro. So good.
Do you have to make them?
No. They sell them.
You can buy them?
Yeah. They don't sell them at Publix. You get them at like an Oriental market. So good. They have more flavor than regular noodles. So you don't like need sauce and shit with it because just the noodles are good. And then you put it with some chicken with like a sunny side up on top and you mix it all up. Bro. Bro. So good.
Love me some good food.
Yeah.
Places that have good we had home the best food is like, fuck.
We had the best sushi. Oh my God. Terry Black's. I went to Terry Black's because you got to go. I got it to go. It was fucking insane. I was not about to wait in that line. But the barbecue, amazing. Very good.
I hear Austin's a really cool spot.
It's really cool. And even outside of Austin, where the Sheepdog Response training was in Cedar Park and in Burnett, like really cool locations right outside of Austin, like also just really great. I loved Texas.
Yeah.
I loved Texas.
Texas is cool. I feel like a lot of people that are from Texas is also kind of like Florida. They're not actually from Texas or like they're outside of Austin and then they go to live in Austin or Dallas because it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those places where people are just really tired of like politics, but they want to be involved in something. So then they leave and they go to Texas because it's like America out there. I don't know. That's the vibe that I catch from it is like mega America, mega cowboy, mega like you all fend for yourself type of fucking vibes.
Everyone is so nice. Like I thought that Florida people were nice until I went to Texas.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is a new level of people are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like just super
Isn't
cool.
it a little landlocked?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. I could live big city, but I don't know if I could do that.
I don't know. Like, coast. You got to, we'll go to Austin together. Yeah. I gotta take you. It's so fun. Yeah.
I didn't like spend time there. I've been there, but I haven't like spent time there to Austin.
We need to go for like a long weekend or a week.
What was the gym that you went to?
That shit, I legitimately was like, are you offering jobs?
Yeah.
Because it was called,
like a grunge gym, dude. Inside, half outside. It just looked like.
It was your dream. It was literally like if we had a dream facility, it's like that's our dream facility. It had shit for powerlifting, shit for bodybuilding, shit for like cross training, hybrid style training, fitness racing, like literally everything.
It just looked like an open box facility.
It was a full indoor and outdoor facility. It had full and like when it was outdoor, I mean, it was fully outdoor. Like they had full on machines, squat racks, everything outside too, as well as inside.
Covered?
Not covered.
How the literally fuck does that work?
They got equipment that's like it lasts a while and we let it kind of wear and tear and then we get new shit. It was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
In like when you work, it's called Lyft Austin. Lyft. It's literally just called Lyft ATX. Yeah, Lyft ATX.
Very, very original.
The people were so nice. Like it was just, it was a really cool gym.
Yeah. You sent me this video or you said something and you were like, I could live here. I could train here. And I was like, what? And you're like, did you get the videos? And they didn't come through yet. So I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, this bitch about to leave me for Austin. She's been there for 5 hours. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
Did you see the videos after?
Yeah. And I was like, damn, it is.
It was cool.
That's what I love. It's just like a good, it's like the grunge facilities, I feel like, that are in that type of atmosphere where everybody, it's just a place where everybody wants to actually do work and put in work. And like, it's organized chaos.
Mm-hmm. I saw it and we walked up and I immediately was like, this is Tracy's heaven.
Oh my God.
This is her heaven.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me kind of Attilus.
The vibe of Attilus is so
in Jersey.
Good.
It reminded me
so good.
It reminded me of Attilus.
Yeah,
but
I would like a lot
better.
Less like equipment of machines than Attilus because I wouldn't want it to be like a fully like 360 facility, kind of like momentum-y vibes. Mm-hmm. But like that grunge style where it's organized chaos and it's just like super open.
Mm-hmm.
Like dude.
That was this place. Yeah, it was really cool. And then the Sheepdog Response program, for those who don't know, it's basically started by Tim Kennedy, and Sheepdog Response is they have a bunch of different courses affiliated with the actual program. I did the Protector 1 course, which is 3 days, really 2 full days and 1 evening. where you talk situational awareness. You spend 4 hours each day grappling, learning the basics of grappling, actually live rolling, and then grappling with training knives and guns. And then 4 or 5 hours at the range, learning just how to operate a gun, how to use a gun, drills, like.
Cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Mag changes, going through positions, mm-hmm. different shooting drills, stress shooting drills, all kinds of shit.
That's fucking awesome.
It was really, really cool.
Did you do it again?
Yeah, I'm doing the Protector. Tyler and I already signed up for Protector 2 in September. Yeah, cool. In Austin.
Cool.
You should come with us, at least like before, because then you can we can be in Austin together.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely going to do that again, where we go to Austin beforehand.
When is it? September?
September 8th and 9th is the actual course.
Okay. Yeah. I'll come.
When is
the 24-hour Tough Mudder? November?
November, I thought.
I think, maybe.
Yeah.
September, November?
It's not September.
I think it's November then.
Yeah, it's not September.
Okay. Yeah, but then.
It was really cool. And it was funny because, I mean, I kind of knew this would happen, but there was one other woman, and she was like a mom of 4 kids who came with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And
the husband was in the course?
Mm-hmm. Who came cool. with her husband. And it was all dudes. And they were all dudes. And like everybody, when you sit there and you go, they ask you, Yako, which is one of the main guys, he's like, tell me your name, where you're from, and why you're here. And every single one of them is like, I want to learn how to protect my family and my wife and my kids. And like, life's crazy right now. And I want to protect. And I want to learn to protect. And I want to learn to protect. And one, I was like, I don't want to say I want to learn to protect, because that's not what this weekend about is about. It's actually, you really should be exposing how much I cannot protect.
Mm-hmm.
Like how much work I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just a step. And also, I don't have a wife, kids, you know, so like, what if
it's just me, so.
It's just me and like the people I love, yeah, I guess.
And me.
Yeah, I was like, and the people I love, yeah, Tracy, dumbass bitch. And so I was sitting there like racking my brains, I'm going, and finally it gets to my turn. And all I could say was, I was like, it's my responsibility.
Mm.
Like, I'm responsible for keeping me safe.
Mm.
And so this is just one thing. One step in the direction of like taking responsibility.
Yeah. And myself. Self-defense and just knowing what to do.
Also, my ass looks fucking so good in tactical pants.
Yeah, it did. I will say that.
Dude.
It would.
Dude.
All that work you've been putting in, paying off.
Yeah, I literally put on I was paying like, off. I gotta start wearing tactical pants.
You had mom pants on though. Like them, those, they were like, I was like, damn, Abigail's out here looking like a MILF right now.
I know. I was like pulling off I was like, dude, when I am a mom, I will look good.
Mm-hmm.
I was pulling off the tactical pants hard.
I know.
Yeah. I can't. There's a lot of shit that there's a lot of shit that's like trending that I cannot pull off. I'll be like, I don't catch me wearing that.
Tactical pants, bro.
Tactical
pants. You would definitely pull off like Kim Possible for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
You should so do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Snooki this year. I called it like a long time ago. Me and Trent were talking about it the other day. And I was like, I could so fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'll have leggings on, high boots, fucking that like tight cheetah corset or whatever, a little bump it in the hair.
Yeah.
Dark, you know, makeup.
It'll be perfect. Oh yeah, it'll be good.
That's awesome. I'm glad you had a good time.
No, yeah, and it was just crazy because I never felt so I was trying to journal about it, and I'd never felt so comfortable around like a group so different from me, like being so alienated in terms of who I was versus who else was.
Because they were
there.
Just like accepting of you.
They were all really nice, all really friendly. Yeah, they were really engaging. They included me in everything. The instructors and the other students, like, all very encouraging, simultaneously really tough, which I liked. And it was, yeah, it felt like not just I accept you for who you are, but it's like I demand more of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want you to be everything you are and even more than that.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt when I was there. So it was just a very cool experience because as I'm there, I felt like I could be exactly me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt like I didn't feel uncomfortable, like I need to be serious, like I was joking but I was also serious. I was exactly myself the whole time. And I don't know, it was almost, I almost got emotional at the end, and it wasn't because it was like, oh, I made it through like a course, because I never celebrate that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I got a little emotional, I think, because it was the first real exposure I had around a group of men.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was around men.
Mm-hmm.
And these instructors are real men. And a lot of the guys who came to the course too were real men.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just a different caliber of people.
It was a different caliber of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt, it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was almost, it was like safe. The first time in my life that I felt, yeah, not, yeah, safe being myself and also just so, like, I'm not alone, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that's what women mean when they're with a man, like a man, and they're like, when you're with them, you will never, like, you'll never feel alone.
Yeah.
Because yeah. you're with an actual man. And that's where the whole, like, okay, I get it. It's different than just like your best friend or like your family or people you love.
Oh, totally.
You know, it's a different feeling.
Totally. Yeah.
Because it really does. I mean, it feels weird. It's like you feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so.
And you feel like, yeah, like safe in regards of like their protection.
Their protection, but also you being you.
Yes.
Like whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool. And the experience was just really awesome.
That's awesome.
And it was beautiful there. I mean, it's a desert, but it's like so gorgeous. You guys had
baller weather.
Perfect weather.
Like, perfect weather for that course.
Perfect weather.
It was to be outside like all day.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
How
so
was Tyler?
Gorgeous.
Because he was like in his element. Like that shit is his element.
It was actually really funny because I think that I don't know if it was because it was a bunch of other men like him around there. I think he felt so much more stress and pressure and nervous than mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
Because I went into it
well,
and I
also,
was like,
but he's grappling. Like ex-military. And so he definitely like had a very high standard for himself
yes.
that he had to be in for a very long period of time. You don't necessarily lose that mentality, but like you're not in that environment where you're constantly in that practice often. So he probably was like, yo, I got the Marine Corps beef to uphold here. And like, I haven't been doing this for a while. So he probably like had himself.
Yeah.
He was like holding himself to a very high standard, I'm sure. Like
yeah.
going in.
And I think I didn't see all of his stuff right. Because we were doing same thing different, you know, we were mm-hmm. doing this at the same time. And, but he seemed to do really well. He also told me that the grappling like went a lot better than
he thought
it
would. He's bruised as fuck.
I know, it's so funny because he's like bruised as shit. And he's like, do you see any bruise on Abigail?
No,
not a single bruise. And I'm like, that's just because my body is literally so used to getting bruised that it doesn't bruise as easy
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm always fucking
grappling.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did better in the shooting drills than I thought I would as well. But the stress shooting drill, this is the last drill we did at the end of the day, at the end of the course. It was like the last thing we did. And the stress shooting drill is basically you run. Like,
he sent me the video.
100 meters, yeah. And you come back and you have to fight for double unders with your instructor. So basically, you're just grappling with your instructor and it's to get you exhausted, right? And feel stress. And then you immediately put your ear pro on and your glasses on. And then mm-hmm. you go through a series of shooting drills that they tell you don't know what they are. They tell you where you stand, what position to be in, and what target to shoot at.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know. You just have to, like, on the fly know. I thought I was going to completely shit the bed, right? I was just like, here we go. Not because I thought I was going to be out of breath, but because it was just like, it's so quick and there's so many things to think about, like when you're standing, what foot's going forward, and when you're kneeling, which knee's going forward, and making sure you're not crowding cover, and making sure, like, there's just mm-hmm. so much shit that you're thinking about mm-hmm. and all these little details, and like, even me, like, emergency mag change, like, I'm like, okay, fuck away. Anyway. Yeah. So I actually did okay. I'm like going through the stuff and I definitely crowded cover a couple times and like I could tell my instructor like slowed down just a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Tyler did fucking horrible.
Really?
He did fucking horrible. It was the funniest video I have ever taken.
I saw him get like thrown off.
Yeah,
they were grappling.
He basically almost got completely fucking thrown over at the very end. On the grappling portion, and then he went to the stress shooting drill, and like he kept forgetting to check his six, which I did forget a couple times too. My instructor was a little nicer about it.
Yeah,
but Kabika, the guy who was the instructor for Tyler, Tyler would forget to check his six, and Kabika was like, "Bang, you're dead," and Tyler would literally just stop and be like, "Fuck!" in the middle of the drill. And then it would completely fuck him up, right? So he's out of breath. He's kind of fucking up. And Kabika's like, yo, chill out. Catch your breath. Calm the fuck down. And so then his like shooting would improve a little bit. And then he's moving him through positions and he's down on the ground. He's like, all right, standing alpha, standing, you know, whatever, like shooting a drill. And Tyler would just get up without checking his six. He's like, bang, you're dead. He's like, fuck. And then he'd start fucking the drill up again. And like, I'm filming and I'm cracking up. I'm dying. Cause then he's starting like cascades into fucking things up. Right. Yeah. So he'll like get a couple shots and then he'll have to change his mag out and his mag's not changing. So he's like,
imagine if you don't know Tyler, Tyler's also called Bro Cat and he's the funniest fucking person. Like, dude, his expression, you could like see what he's thinking in his face. Oh, so yes. I could only imagine.
So, and then he's sitting there and he's trying to change his mag and Kavika's like yelling at him, right? Giving him a hard time. He's like, dude, faster. What is this? So, like, do it today. Like, what are you doing? And he's changing it. And then he drops his mag on the ground. He's like, what are you dropping the mag on the ground for? You lost this a lot of money. And Tyler, he literally just stops and turns around. And I was like, I feel like I should stop filming this right now. So he changes the mag and he like finishes the drill. And when I say he walked off, just like so, like shoulders crunched, like pitiful.
Oh, dude, Bro Cat.
Just so pitiful. It was hilarious. It was so funny. And he really didn't do that bad. It was just like for his standard, he did horrible. Like for what he was capable of doing.
Yeah. He like needed to sign up for the next course just to redeem himself for that. Basically, that's exactly how Tyler works.
Like he's like, Abigail, you did better than me and this is not acceptable. Yeah, he's like.
Like this was actually the worst thing of my entire life. We need to go home.
Yeah. So, but it was just a cool ass experience, man. It was just, it was hard and fucking exhausting, but it was so much fun.
I fully expected you guys to come back and be like, I got my ass kicked.
Oh, I did. I mean, we definitely did. And it was so funny when you're doing the grappling with the training knives and guns. It is literally Call of Duty. Like when I say like, there's just fucking weapons everywhere. People are grappling with their partners and then they're just like leaving their partners, going into another group, stabbing somebody randomly, leaving again, going back to fighting. I throw the gun down. I'm like, let's fucking do this with our hands. You know, we're like fucking fighting with our hands. And then I pick the gun back up, right? I shoot somebody, tries to grab it from me. I throw it across the room. Somebody grabs my gun that I threw across the room, shoots That's somebody else awesome. In the head. I mean, it's literally fucking mayhem.
Yeah.
And so, like, Yako, one of the main guys, he's a fucking badass, right? He has this one training knife, and I immediately bought an actual real knife like this. It's a ring around your finger. So it wraps it, you hook it onto your finger, and then you can either use it to stab and cut and slash, or you can hold it
hold on to
down
it.
Yeah, and you can grab your gun and shoot people, right? Yeah. You don't have to drop the knife. You can hold it while you're shooting. And also it's very hard to have somebody take it from you. So of course, where he's teaching us all this stuff about how to take knives from people, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's got the different knife when we're doing the drill. So I'm fighting him. He's, you know, stabbing me, slashing me, whatever. And I'm just like, I can't grab the knife from him. So I'm trying to just grab his wrist and just like try to control his wrist. And then I'm like trying to kick him in the dick. I'm trying to kick him in the head, right? Like simulated, but like, that's what I'm going for. And then he's grabbing my foot and I'm like, fuck, he's got my foot. So I have to grab his wrist that has my foot, which opens his wrist. That's going to kill me.
Right, right, right.
So then I'm like, I'm dying.
Like, boom, you're dead again.
Oh, dude, it was so fucking bad. I was like, I literally have died 25 times. And so in another round, he's rolling with somebody else and he jokes the whole time about how he's like, better watch your back, not let me get you any time during the day. If you let me get you, like, you're fucking dead, you know? And so he's rolling with somebody, fighting them. And in the middle of it, I jump on his back with the fucking gun. And I'm just like, bang, 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 like, just shooting him. I'm like, you're fucking dead.
Bitch.
You're fucking dead, Yako. And he literally looks, and it's so funny because I told Tyler this. I said, if I ever killed Yako, just know I'm still dead. Because 20 other people would be out trying to kill me. So I'm like, bang, 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 fucking simulating shooting Yako. And another instructor comes up and he's like, not my sensei! And immediately starts stabbing me with this fucking fake knife and rolling me again. And I'm like, I think we've lost the point of this whole like live sparring thing.
Like, everybody else is trying to take it super seriously and you're just like on this dude's back just trying to kill him.
I'm on this dude's back just fucking pretending to shoot him.
Awesome.
His guy comes up and is stabbing me. Yeah, and then, I mean, but the instructors were so cool. I was rolling with them and they're obviously kicking my ass and they all wanted to roll with me because I have grappling experience, you know, and they were just, they saw, they're like, she's fucking tough. Like, that we got done with the course, and they're like, she, if there's a medal for who's the toughest, like, give it to this bitch right here.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was grappling with one of these instructors because they all rolled with me, and he was dominating me, dude. He was on top of me. I was so stuck, like, the whole time. But I got to a point where I could, he, like, lifted his bottom, like, his hips a little bit off of me, and so I went and simulated just fucking elbowing hard as fuck in the dick. And he afterwards, we were at the range, he came up to me and he's like, dude, I didn't think about that. He's like, but if you had done that, that would have sucked.
I would have actually been real pissed.
He's like, and I fight people all the time, and he's like, that was good, and also that would have hurt so bad, so thank you for not actually doing that. I was like, dude, I had no other option. And when I say I had no other option, I literally had no other option.
Is the only option sometimes when you're a female, dude, and that's so like stuck. The only thing to do when you're stuck, you're just like, hit him in the dick.
Dude, I had no,
see what happens.
No, literally there's nothing to do. I was like, I could try and gouge his eyes out right now, but he'd lift his head. His dick's right here.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's the closest thing and the easiest thing to hit. So sorry, men, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So if you go back to this course in September, are you going to have the same instructors? Because it's at the same place?
I think so. I actually really hope that, I don't know if I say I hope. I hope that Tim Kennedy actually teaches the Protector too. I want to say I hope that, but I low-key don't want him to, because it would be so brutal.
I was going to say, like, even though it was probably brutal and you guys got the shit kicked out of you, I like that they still were actually themselves and they weren't trying to be hard asses. Like, the way that I thought about it when I was
thinking of this, they were jokes the whole time.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it, like, I've been around a lot of military guys for a really long time, and, like, it's all jokes all day, like, just constant banter, constant, like, shooting the shit, but they also are extreme hard asses and they try to play tough at all costs. And so when I was thinking about it, if you go into this course, I was like, dude, it's about to be a bunch of these fucking brawlic ass men that think they're more badass than they actually are, and they're teaching you how to take care of yourself, and they are badasses, don't get me wrong, but I didn't think they were gonna let up for a second.
No.
So, like, it's actually good to hear that they were, like, you know, shooting the shit and actually being themselves.
I mean, they were that, but they were also, like, they're men, so they've also gotten their butts kicked by each other so many times. They're very humble. But they're confident too. Like, they know where their strengths are.
Yeah. Obviously. But you know what I'm talking about. It's just like men, they get around each other and they're just like all trying to act the fucking best. And like, I thought that you were going to come back and be like, these guys are a bunch of assholes.
No,
like,
no.
And I'm actually so happy that they weren't, because I feel like that course is really good.
Oh, it was really awesome. I recommend it to anyone. I mean, and it was, and they have a women's only course for any women interested that don't want to be around a bunch of dudes. But it was a great experience.
If I was going to the course, I would rather a dude teach me.
It was great experience.
Like,
yeah,
if I was going to a self-defense course, like, no offense to any woman that's listening to this, but if I'm going to a self-defense course or I'm going to Sheep Dog Response, I want to fight dudes.
Yeah, because that's who 100%. Would be killing me.
Right.
So 100%. I want it to be a more realistic simulation. But anyways, I was talking about it with one of the instructors, because we were talking about, you know, everyone comes because they know about Tim Kennedy. And I'm like, honestly, would it be cool to see him? Sure. Would I want him to walk on the mats right now? Fuck to the fucking no. Because he would walk in and I would literally just be like, fuck.
Yeah, he'd be like, my life is over.
Because I know too, he'd look and he'd be like, I'm rolling with you first, bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn, I'm a fan, but also, please.
Also, you scare the living shit out of me.
Dude, he's like 240 pounds of just pure death.
I feel like his mentality alone would just, it just scares the piss out of me. I'm like, no, you can't beat somebody like that.
Oh, man.
You can't.
He would legitimately just murder. I mean, actually, he would probably be very nice and gracious, but still murder me.
Yeah, like, because he's the dude that knows that he would see right fucking through your bullshit and be like, I'm going to be nice to this person. And as soon as I realize that she's got a bite in her, he's like, fuck it.
The thing is he would still murder me, but it would still be graciously, because he's that fucking much of a killer.
Mm-hmm.
It would be horrible. Part of me is like, would I love to meet him? Yes.
Have you seen that movie Send Me that he did him going to Kabul? Dude, that shit was intense.
I watched it, but I also read the book, his book, which talks about it in depth. And honestly, I think the book encapsulates it really well. And I never pegged Tim Kennedy as a writer, but he wrote about it.
Too? Because I definitely
it's also an audio book.
Okay, I listened to it.
He wrote about it really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah, like I listened to that.
Yeah, it was a powerful book.
I
watched the movie
that came out, and I guess it's considered a film. I guess it's not really a movie.
Yeah, it was fucking brutal.
It's intense.
It is intense.
Yeah.
It is intense. But it was an incredible experience, and I really recommend it to everyone and anyone. And I had a bunch of people hit me up about it after, which made me happy.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll ever do
it. I'd actually love to do something like that.
I know. I would say do the fucking Protector 2 course with us, but you got to do Protector 1 first.
Yeah. I would actually love to do something like
that. It was
really cool. I do want to get onto the range more this year, period. I haven't gone in like a while. That's something that I would love to do.
Just come when Tyler and I go. Because we're going to start making it a habit to go at least once a month.
Yeah. I do. I really need to go. You used to go all the time.
You would also like shooting my Glock.
Yeah.
The 43X is nice. It's not too big. Like, it's good for...
Light.
It's light. It's a great conceal gun. And it's also not so big that it fits around my hands well. Because a lot of those guns, even like pistols, I have such a problem because my hands are so small. Yeah,
you get tiny fingers.
Yeah, yeah, I do. And it's grabbing the gun. It's one, it's fucking heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, the actual handle is so thick. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't grip this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a pain. I would love to come. So count me in the next time you guys go. Let me know. And I have a Talon gift card. Actually,
I do too.
Yeah. So we can go together. That's something that I used to do all the time. When I used to live in North Carolina, off the back gates of Camp Lejeune, we used to go to this thing called the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like literally a piss couch. And you used to go in the middle of the woods and just shoot and bonfire and stuff like that. And I was telling Tyler this the other day, like, it was just a place where everybody used to go. But one time, my friend Morgan, who I went to middle school and elementary school with, and I like grew up with her. We ended up going to college together. She ended up marrying a Marine that was on base. And so I used to hang out with her all the time. But we went to this place called The Couch, and somebody left a bunch of rounds in the fire. Like, they must have like dumped them out and not have been smart enough to realize that they would go live. So they left a bunch of rounds out, and somebody lit the fire, and one of the rounds like just must have sparked, came up from the ground and went right through this, her friend's eye. And I'm telling you, like, had just missed him in the spot that would have killed him. Blew his eye out, went through his eye, through the back of his head. And obviously now he has one eye, but he's alive. And so it was one of those things where we're like, dude, and everybody's out there like drinking and like shooting this couch and whatever. Yeah, and it was such a good time until one person screwed it up and you're like, well, bro, come on.
Tracy, I love you. So yeah, this would not be good for Protector 1 course because this is very much not what you should do.
That's what you did in North Carolina. It was like literally there was nothing else to do except for bonfire, drink, and shoot. And it was around a bunch of dudes that like, you were supposed to know what the fuck you were doing. Obviously they did not. I was not with them, okay, to clarify.
I don't approve of any of this, by the way. I was not with them. But I will say,
but we range, shit all you the need time. To go to the range. Yeah, we see this shit all the time. And then there was like the most dope indoor range in North Carolina, too.
Do you have a gun?
Sorry. No.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, well, we can do some dry firing drills, too.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I just doing dry firing drills and practicing mag changes, emergency mag changes, and that in and of itself is really helpful. Mm-hmm. So
I think people do need to go. I will never forget. I was in the conceal carry course here.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, me and Faith were in there, and they, one of the girls had her hands like, you didn't have to bring in your own gun, but you could if you wanted to, if you're more comfortable. She had her hands on the gun, and she was so shook by like what was happening that she couldn't stop shaking, and the instructor had to go up behind her and literally clasp her hands together and be like, you need to breathe. And she refused to shoot. And because you had to make like 5 shots pretty much, she refused to shoot a single time. And so we all left, and he like had to keep her there. And she was like, I've never been more scared for a human being to have a concealed carry in my life.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this person should not have there's certain people out there should that even if you gun. Have, they should not have a gun.
Yeah.
Like, unless you are going through it multiple times with somebody next to you and you get comfortable with it, like, you cannot just go get your concealed carry and expect yourself to conceal. Like, she was so shook that she couldn't even hold on to it without, like, having a seizure and a stroke almost.
You know what blew my mind? There are people that didn't finish the course.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that's not something that goes through my mind, but now I think about it. I mean, it was hard training. But yeah, there are people that didn't show up the next day. There are people that quit halfway through the day that just didn't go to the range.
Really?
Yeah. There are people that legitimately just don't. Because also, like, I don't know if it's too hard or they get upset too. Because, like, also, when you're at the range, like, you got to be kind of stern because you're operating fucking guns.
Yeah.
So, like, when your finger's on the trigger, you're shooting. When your finger's not on the trigger, you're not shooting. So if you're not trying to shoot something, take your fucking finger off the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And they would snap at people a little bit. They'd be like, yo, finger off the trigger.
Yeah.
Which is always like, that's trying to keep people safe. Like, mm-hmm. you're not even being an asshole. You're just being like, finger off the fucking trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You're also building bad habits. They're teaching you to build better habits, mm-hmm. you know? And I guess people would get offended by it or something. I don't know. It was wild. Also, like,
how many people did you start with?
Also, you're grown men. Like, I know to keep your fucking finger off the trigger if you're not shooting.
Yeah. You're paying to go to a course so they can instruct you on how to do it. You can't get pissed off people telling you
what to do. I think like six or so people, which is, I mean, there one time there was like half the class.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm fucking surprised because I feel like...
That just doesn't even go through my head. Like, it literally didn't register my brain, but they were saying, they're like, the hardest thing it's going to be is y'all have to fucking walk through the doors. Like, just... You know, keep coming to the course, show up, come to the range, show up, come back tomorrow, show up. And I was like, why do they keep saying this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't make sense to me. And then people wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is why. Wow. Like, people really probably aren't
they're just
coming.
Yeah, I was just going to say, probably because they're, like, just really uncomfortable or, like, they just, like, don't like being told what to do.
But it's crazy. I'm like, you know? Dude, you paid $1,000 to be here.
Yeah.
More than that, because you paid $1,000 just for the course. You paid to fly there. You paid to your Airbnb. You had to bring your own equipment. Like, probably paid close to $2,000 for the
course. That's insane that you have to bring all your own shit.
You can rent stuff.
I was thinking about that the other day.
You can rent stuff. But yeah, you got to pay for that. Because you're paying for the instruction. You're paying for their time. Like, you're paying for their basically 14-hour-long days where they're instructing you with all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, it's like you're paying them for their time.
It's definitely worth it.
Oh, so worth it. And they have a deal going on right now. I think it's like buy one course, get a whole course for 50% off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How many, like you said, it's... the second one, how many levels are there?
It's just Protector 1, Protector 2. They have like a sniper course. They have a provider course for people who want to learn how to hunt and track and stuff. Yeah, which I really want to do. They have a women's only course. They have a just like a situational awareness course. They have a shit ton of them. They have ones that are just for shooting, right? Like gun proficiency only. So
that's pretty rad.
It is really cool.
Yeah, maybe I'll definitely come with you guys to Austin because, like I said, I've been through there, but I haven't actually.
Oh
like,
my God, we it. Would have so much fun in Austin, dude. I loved Austin.
Yeah,
I loved Austin.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Anyways, guys, sorry this is a catch-up episode. You know about my life now. You're caught up. We'll be back on like normal topic shit here soon, but I'm going the fuck to bed.
Word. Good night, bar talkers. We love you.
Love you. Peace out. Bye.